चैप्टर 16 षोडशो अध्यायः देवासुर संपद योग श्री भगवानुवाच अभयं सत्वा संशुद्धि ज्ञान योग व्यवस्थिता दानं दमश्च यज्ञश्च स्वाध्यायस्तप आर्चवम् अहिंसा सत्यम अक्रोधस्त्यागः शान्तिरुपायशुनम् दयाभूतेषु अलोलुप्त्वं मार्दवं हरि आचापलम् तेजः शमा धृतिः शोच्यमद्रोहो नातिमानिता भवन्ति संपदं देवीं अभिजातयस्य भारत।
श्री भगवान सेड, फियरलेसनेस, जॉयफुलनेस ऑफ हार्ट, स्टेडफास्टनेस इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ एक्वायरिंग नॉलेज, चैरिटी, कंट्रोल ऑफ द सेंसेस, परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ यज्ञ, स्टडी ऑफ शास्त्र, पेनेंस, सिंप्लिसिटी, नॉन वायलेंस, ट्रूथफुलनेस, लैक ऑफ एंगर, डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम वाइफ एंड फैमिली, पीसफुलनेस, अवॉइडेंस ऑफ फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग, kindness to all beings, freedom from greed, gentleness, modesty, lack of fickleness, vigor, forgiveness, patience, internal and external cleanliness, and complete absence of hatred and conceit. These are the devi qualities, O Bharat, which becomes manifest in a person who appears in this world at an auspicious moment. That is, one who is born with divine qualities.
Dambo darbo abhimanascha krodaha parusham evacha agyanam cha vijatasya partha sampadamasurim.
O Partha, hypocrisy, arrogance, conceit, anger, hard-heartedness, and lack of discrimination are found in those born with asuri qualities.
Devi sampad vimokshaya nibandhaya suri mata ma shuchaha sampadam devim abhijatu asi pandava.
Devi qualities are the cause of moksha and asuri qualities are the cause of bondage. O son of Pandu, do not lament, for you are born with devi qualities.
Dvau bhuta sargho lokasmi devasura eva cha devo vistarasya prokta asuram partha meshunu.
O Partha, in this world there are two types of created beings, the devic and the asuric. The devi qualities have been described at length. Now hear from me about the asuric nature.
Pravittincha nivrittincha janana vidura suraha na shocham na pichacharo na satyam teshu vidhayate.
Those who are asuric do not comprehend virtue, nor indeed how to abstain from vice. Cleanliness, proper conduct, and truthfulness are not to be found in them.
Asatyam apartishtam te jagat ahuru anishwaram aparasparasam bhutam kim anyat kam hetukam.
Asuras describe the world as unreal, without basis, and godless. They say it is the product of sexual union or that is self-generated. Not only this, they even say that it is a result of selfish desires.
Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashta atmano alpa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana shayaya jagato hita.
Asuras are bereft of Atma Tattva. They take shelter of this atheistic view and, thinking their bodies to be their real selves, engage in violent acts. They are the personification of inauspiciousness and take birth solely to destroy this world.
Kaman ashrita dushpuram dambamana madanavita mohad ghritva sadgraham parvantate ashuchi vrata.
Driven by insatiable desires and filled with hypocrisy, pride and arrogance, the deluded asuras always hanker after temporary objects. Swan to depravity, they engage in the worship of insignificant devatas.
Chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashrita kamo upabhoga parama etav iti nishita asha pasha shatir vadha kama krodha parayanah ihante kama bhogartham ananyartha sanchaya.
They are beset with unlimited anxieties until the time of death, believing that sense enjoyment is the highest purpose of life. Bound by the ropes of unlimited desires and always overpowered by lust and anger, they endeavor to secure wealth by any unjust means for the sake of indulging in sensual pleasures.
Idam adde maya labdvam idam parapse manoratham idam astitam apime bhavishyati punardhanam.
Asuras think, today I have attained so much and I will fulfill my cherished desires. So much wealth is now mine and it will increase in the future more and more.
Asomaya hata shatrur hanishya chaparanapi ishvaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balavan sukhi.
I have killed this enemy and I will kill others. I am the Lord and the Enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful and happy.
Adyo abhijan vanasmi ko anyo asti sadrisho maya yakshe dasya mi modishe iti agyan vimohita.
I am wealthy and of noble birth. Who is there to compare with me? I will perform yajna, I will give in charity, and thus I will enjoy great happiness. Deluded by ignorance, they speak in this way.
Aneka chitta vibranta moha jala samavrita prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narakeshu cha.
Perplexed by many desires and anxieties, entangled in a net of delusion, and excessively addicted to sense enjoyment, they fall into situations that are impure and hellish.
Atma sambhavitaha stabda dhanmana madanvitaha yajante nama yagyaste dambena vidhi purvakam.
Full of their own self-importance, arrogant and intoxicated with false prestige due to wealth, these asuras perform ostentatious yajnas in name only, disregarding all the injunctions of Shastra.
Ahankara balam darpam kamam krodhanancha sanshrita mama atma paradeheshu pradavishanto abhayasuyakaha.
Bewildered by false ego, worldly strength, pride, lust and anger, they direct their envy and criticism towards me through the devoted sadhus within whose hearts I, Paramatma, always dwell.
तानहं दुष्टता क्रूरा संसारेषु नराधमा क्षिपामि अजस्र शुभं असुरेषु एव योनिषु.
Those who are envious of sadhus, cruel-hearted and malevolent are the most degraded of human beings. I perpetually cast them into mundane existence among the various species of asuras.
Asurim yonim apananna mooda janmani janmani mam aprapyeva konteya tato yanti adhamam gatim.
O Kaunteya, accepting birth after birth in the asuric species, such fools can never attain me. Thus, they descend further into the lowest and most vile forms of life.
Trividham narakasyadam dvaram nashnam atmanah kamah krodas tatha loba tasmad etatrayam teje.
They are the three gates leading to hell, lust, anger and greed. They cause the destruction of the Atma and therefore one should completely abandon them.
Eter vimuktah kaunteya tamo dvaras tribhir nara acharayeti atma nasheya tato yati paramagati.
O Kaunteya, one who is liberated from these three gateways to hell acts for the welfare of his own Atma. Thereafter, he attains the supreme destination.
Yaha shastra vidhimo sirjya vartate kama charataha nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gati.
He who disregards the injunctions of Shastra and acts according to his whimsical desires attains neither perfection, happiness, nor the supreme destination.
Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te Karja Karjam Vivasthito Gyatva Shastra Vidhonoktam Karma Kartumi Harhasi.
Shastra, therefore, is the only authority concerning what is correct and incorrect behavior. Regarding your dharma, you should perform all your actions in realization of the essence of Shastra.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Devasur Sampad Vibhag Yogo Nama Shodasho Adhyayah.